Well, good evening to each and every one of you out there in Ambitland. My name is David Nunez. I'm an executive consultant from Edinburgh, Texas, and I am registered for Kickoff 2023 coming up here shortly in just a little over a month. February 25th in Arlington, Texas is the date, the day and time where we're going to have our first kickoff event of the new year. So if you haven't yet registered for that event, please make sure you get to your power zone and register. Tickets are only $25. You can attend live or you can stream it from the comfort of your own home, but I would recommend you make it a point to go live to Arlington because you want to stay around the fire, because 2023 can definitely be your year. So thank you so much for taking time off your Sunday. Happy New Year. This is the very first Sunday Night Business Builder Call of 2023, and it is my privilege and honor to be introducing our featured speaker for today. Our featured speaker, he is someone that I have grown to know and love in this business. We've become really good friends, known him for several years. He is a member of Ambit's Ambassador Club. He is a Thompson Leadership Award winner. He is the first member of Ambit's $40 million club, which means he's made well over $40 million in Ambit. So again, make sure you have your pen and paper handy so you can take notes. And he's helped hundreds of thousands of people build a successful sales and marketing organization, not in a previous company, and also in Ambit Energy. So without further ado, help me welcome my dear friend, founding national consultant, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I appreciate those kind words, and Happy New Year to everybody. And I, too, am registered for a kickoff and can't wait to hug some necks. And, you know, we're past COVID, so I'm a hugger. So I hope you're going to be in Arlington with us in person. If you're not, you know, certainly understand that, but make every effort you can. It's going to be a great event. Hey, I wanted to get on the call today, being the first call of the new year, to kind of orient everybody, because, you know, the new year comes, you know, once a year, obviously, and everybody has their New Year's resolutions. You know, that's a term that we put on at this time of year, or, you know, you can call it goals or objectives or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, what I find with New Year's resolutions is that they don't last very long. You know, I've done this call for several years now, and I like to point out and give some thought to, what were my New Year's resolutions last year? You know, in January, you know, this year was going to be different. I'm going to change this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And what were they? And then what change did you affect? You know, because all the positive thought in the world won't make any money. It's only massive positive action that'll make you money. So what happens with most people, and it's not uncommon, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. What happens with most people is they get excited about the new year. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And then they're going to do it next week. And then, you know, well, you know, I just hadn't quite got around to that. You know, life's been busy. I hadn't been able to start to work out yet, or this or that. Or they do it for a short period of time. You know, they, you know, whatever their New Year's resolution is, they're on it for a week, 2 weeks, a month, maybe 2 months or 3 months. But it's extremely rare. You know, I don't know that there's a study that's ever been done or a percentage, but if you were asking me to guess, I would say that, you know, in 95%+ of the time, by the end of the third month, you know, come April, May timeframe, you know, people aren't even thinking about it anymore, much less acting on it, you know? So I came up with an idea the other day I wanted to share with you. And I think it's something that's very, very appropriate, and I think could maybe be a difference maker. You know, this call is to try to give you some information so that you can go make a difference in your Ambit Energy business and hopefully in your life. You know, it's not just limited to Ambit Energy. It's certainly a big part of all of our lives right now, but, you know, we have other things in our lives that are important as well. So hopefully you brought a pen and paper to the call. And this is going to be very, very, very simple, okay? I want you to write down three categories. Now, not goals, categories, okay? So, for example, if you had a goal of losing 10 pounds a month or a goal of losing 30 pounds, you know, it would be, health. Okay. So that's the category that weight loss would fall under. You want to make more money. You want to get out of debt. You want to do this or that. That would be, financial. Okay. You want to improve your relationship. You want to get into a new relationship. Whatever. That would be relationship. Okay. So pick three categories. Okay. And write them down on the piece of paper. I'm going to pick three categories and rank them. My number one goal is my health. Okay. My number two goal is my relationship, and my number three goal is financial. Now, I'm not obviously dictating for you and your wife what your goals are or how you prioritize them, but I want you to put down three broad categories, okay? But I want you to put them in the order of one, two, and three, okay? Now, I want you to prioritize your time. So each of us have 24 hours a day. Okay, we're going to spend, I'll make this up as I go, 8 hours sleeping. Okay, you're going to spend, 2 hours, eating and drinking and that sort of thing. You're going to spend 8 hours working. You're going to, we have all these different things. But by the time you take out the essentials, which is, eating and drinking, that's pretty important. Sleeping, that's pretty important. And whatever time you have to devote to making money so that you can pay your bills and live a meaningful life, that's pretty important. You don't have a whole lot of hours left over. So what happens is that people set these goals. I want to lose weight. I want to stop smoking. I want to get, I want to retire this credit card. I want to do this, that, and other thing. And you only have so many hours in a day that you can actually apply to achieving that goal. I guess there could be an argument that you're improving your health as you sleep, but you're not going to do a whole lot in hours that you're sleeping. But getting a good amount of sleep is important, so you don't want to say, oh, well, I'm only going to sleep 3 hours, so I have more hours to achieve my goal. So you get what I'm saying. So you've got the three categories there. What I want you to do next to the first category is I want you to put 80%. That's the thing that's most important to you. So spend 80% of your extra time working on that. And then on your next two, do 10 and 10. Now, hopefully you're gonna do well on that first one, okay? And as you start to improve, let's say, for example, your goal was to lose 30 pounds. It's health. That's what you got written on your paper. But then you're going to start to break down in that health area, what you want to do. You want to lose 30 pounds. Well, let's say that by end of February, you're down 20 pounds. Well, you don't want to lose focus and quit at 20 when you wanted to get to 30. But now you can start to shift some of that. Say, well, maybe I'll only spend 70% of my extra time on that. Keep it prioritized as number one. Keep it way up there. But, you can shift those numbers. So what we're talking about is your initial launch in trying to achieve these goals that you're going to set within these categories. So spend 80% of your time. In other words, get highly focused. Don't wish that it happens. It's only massive positive action. It's not a positive thought. Setting the goal is the easy part, right? I mean, it's on a piece of paper. You tell somebody, wow, okay, that's easy. But then doing the hard work to achieve that is not the easy part. And that's where it takes a consistent, persistent effort over time to do that. So you want to spend the vast majority of your time, I say 80, maybe even 90%. Maybe it's 100%. Maybe it's, hey, these goals are good, but I'm going to start to implement them month 3, month 4, month 5. And this is what occurred to me the other day, is we shouldn't celebrate the New Year's as the new beginning. What we should celebrate is the first of the month. So that very first day of the month is a day for you to reorient yourself, to evaluate yourself, to hold yourself accountable. Set a goal. I wanted to lose 30 pounds. I'm going to spend 90% of the extra time I have in my day doing that. You know, I'm going to watch what I eat more. I'm going to start to exercise. Maybe it's just chair exercises. You know, maybe it's something really simple. I'm going to begin to get on a bike, or I'm going to join a gym, or whatever your plan is. You know, we're not going to get into that, but whatever your plan is. And then at the end of the month, you know, on the first of the month, you say, okay, I started on, you know, on January 1, I was 240 pounds. I wanted to get to 210. Now I'm 235, you know? And so then you continue that month to say, okay, well, 80-90%, but a high percentage of what I need to do, I need to stay focused on this. And you stay focused on that goal, 80-90% of your time, your effort, your energy, your thought pattern is on that particular category, okay? Because that's what's most important to you, okay? And what happens is a lot of times is we divide our time and we don't do any of it well, you know? We divide our time and say, okay, well, you know, I want to lose weight, but, you know, I need to make more money. And, you know, well, so I'm going to get a second job, or I'm going to increase the number of presentations I do in Ambit, or whatever it is, whatever your plan is to increase that income. The bottom line is that's taking time away from you working out, from you working on your health, whatever. So what I'm proposing and what I'm suggesting that you do is, hey, New Year's resolutions are great. You know, we take a real simple approach to three categories. We're going to take the majority of our time and invest it in category one. You're going to break down after this call, or maybe you already have in your mind, you know, some specific objectives, achievable quantitative objectives. I want to lose 30 pounds. I want to exercise, you know, this much, that much, you know, whatever it is, but you got to put quantitative numbers to how you're going to achieve that weight loss. And of course, I'm using weight loss as just as an example, and near and dear to my heart, by the way. And so you're going to quantitatively do that. And then you're going to come up with a plan that's going to say, this is the time during the day that I'm going to do this. You know, you got to be at work at 9 o'clock. That means you got to leave at 7 to get there. That means you got to wake up at 6 to be ready. Well, that means if you're going to do a half an hour exercise, you got to wake up at 5:30, and you're going to do it every day, day after day after day. And at the end of the first month, what you're going to do is you're going to evaluate those objectives. You're going to evaluate the quantitative application to those objectives, okay? And then you're going to readjust. So come February 1, you're going to sit down and say, okay, I'm spending 90% of my time on my health. I've only lost 3 pounds. What didn't I do? What do I need to do? What do I need to change? And focus on a 30-day run on taking another swipe at it. Maybe you're doing great. You know, maybe you don't need to change anything, but you just need to stay focused, you know. David?
Yes, I'm back on. Are you back on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, something happened. I don't know what happened. I got the text message. I guess I don't know what happened, but.
Okay, I think you're back. I think we're back on the call.
Okay, great. All right, very good. All right, somebody just texted me and said I'm back. Great, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, so what we were talking about was an accountability partner. And you've got to have an accountability partner or partners, okay? Not necessarily just one. You can have accountability partners. It can be your spouse. It can be a child. It can be your coworker. And what I've found over the years is when I get an accountability partner, you know, it multiple accountability partners are better than one. You know, you may be struggling and really want to go eat pizza and you want to talk to somebody or whatever. And again, I'm just using weight loss as an example in this. But you can't get hold of, you know, your accountability partner. And so you're weak and you go, well, it's just this one time. It's going to be all right. You know, just, you know, whatever. you know, and you don't call your accountability partner just in crisis mode. You call your accountability partner to say, hey, okay, today I did this. Daily accountability is best, okay? But to have support and to have people that are there to help you and willing to help you and are supportive of what you're doing is important. With that said, it's not their job to make you successful in whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. That's your job. You know, if you ever want to find out why you're successful or why you're not successful, whether it's an ambient energy or anything else in life, just go look in the mirror. A lot of y'all been around long enough to know about me passing out business cards that had mirrors on them, you know, and the cover of the card would have, you know, Brian McClure, my phone number, all like a normal business card. And you'd open that cover up and you'd have a mirror. And I would open that cover up when I meet somebody new and say, hey, David, you want to know why you're successful or why you have a lack of success in ambient energy? Here's the reason. I'd open up the mirror and you know, put it to their face, and they would smile and laugh, and then I'd close the cover with my information and say, but if I can help you, give me a call. So the accountability at the end is to help you keep on track, but the result is yours and yours alone. You know, it's not that your accountability partner didn't answer the phone. It's not that this happened or that happened or the other. That's the excuse program. At the end of the day, you have to be responsible for either accomplished it or you didn't accomplish it. But I think by reevaluating and just taking those three categories, okay, and say, okay, I'm 80%, 10%, 10%. But then in your first category, you made some really good progress. Now, you can't go unless you accomplish that goal. You can't go to 0% or you can't go to 30%. Say, well, I'm going to hop on these others, because then what happens is you start to lose focus and you don't finish the first one. So if number one's the most important to you, allocate the majority of your time there, achieve it. So every month you're maybe putting together the conference call with your accountability partners. You're definitely sitting down with some quiet time with yourself, and you're saying, okay, you know, how did I do? Here was my goals. Here's what I did. You should be charting every day your exercise, your food plan, your whatever. If it's financial, chart every single penny you spend. Chart every penny you spend. It will amaze you why. You know, you'll find out real quickly where your money goes. You know, you stop on the way to work at 7-Eleven, you buy a cup of coffee, well, there's $4.50. And sometimes you buy the Krispy Kreme donut to go with it, and da-da-da-da, and then you're in the vending machine at work, and, you know, all of a sudden you've spent $10 and you've got no nutrition, nothing for it whatsoever, and you're doing that 5 days a week, and so $200 later in the month, you know, you've gained weight, and you've accomplished nothing. So if you track your money, you'll be able to, at this monthly review process that you're going to hold with yourself, you'll be able to say, hey, I can cut this out, I can cut that out, I can do this, I can do that, you know. So once a month, you're going to sit down with yourself and you're going to evaluate. And it's only at that time that you can change your categories or change your percentages. So again, just as an example, let's say that you wanted to lose 20 pounds. At the end of the first month, you've lost 15. Well, that's not 20, you know. So maybe you're going to move your health to 65% instead of 80%. And you're going to take that extra, 15, 20%, whatever you freed up. You can take that extra and you're going to apply to finance, you know, whatever your second category is. And then maybe at the end of the second month or the third month, you've polished off your goal, number one, or your number two category, finance, moves up to number one, and you're spending 70, 80, 90% of your time on that, okay? So it's not one in lieu of the other, and you know, if it was important enough for you to hit one of the three categories, you always want to be working on it. But what I've found is that people that have too much stuff going on, they don't have enough time in their life, there's not any focus on anything, it's a shotgun effect, and nothing gets done. I mean, absolutely nothing gets done. And so nothing gets done, all of a sudden life goes on, and you look up in December and you say, okay, I'm going to have, you know, eat fine during, eat during the holidays, and I'm going to lose weight, and I'm going to set my New Year's resolutions. And it's the same thing. So on that piece of paper, write down what your recollection of your New Year's resolution was last year, okay? In 22, January of 22, what was that, okay? And then just write a little note. Now, this doesn't have to be anything complicated, okay? Just say, you know, lose weight. Yeah, that was your goal last year. Again, I'm just going to stay on the weight thing to keep it simple. Lose weight. And then right underneath that, write, how much weight did you lose? I lost none. I gained weight. You know, you don't have to sit there and lament about, oh, I did so great, and then this happened, and I went to this wedding, and I went on, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. He's doing great on a diet, paid a lot of money to get on a program with a person, and said, you know, about a month later after he started to lose some nice amount of weight, he went on a cruise. And, you know, it was one of these all-you-can-eat and all-you-can-drink cruises. And he's never really recovered from that epic failure. I mean, he went on the cruise going, okay, well, I'm going to do the best I can, but I'm going to enjoy myself. And that's fine. But he never came back, you know, and he's lamenting about that. You know, this is one thing I can guarantee you, you can't change the past. You can only change the future. There's three states. There's the past, the present, and the future. Okay, you can't change the past. You can only live and affect the present, and you can't create the future. You know, the future is the future. You create the future by living in the present, right? So, you know, the future is I want to lose 30 pounds. The present is, my wife had two cookies in the bed, and I asked her to come in here and get them out of the bed because I knew me laying in the bed, I was going to eat the cookies. Okay. So you're living into the future by living in the present. So what are you presently doing? What can you presently do to, you know, get that goal done in the future? Okay. So the only thing you can affect, the only thing that you have is the present. So by looking at the past historically, we can kind of begin to see our behavior patterns. And most of the people on this call, most of the people in the United States, in the world, in fact, are they set New Year's resolutions and they don't achieve them. And then they set them again the next year and they don't achieve them the next year. And then they set them again the next year and they don't achieve them the next year. And so what I'm giving you is some methodology that might perhaps, and it'll be up to you, and the probability is you won't achieve them using this methodology either. Okay, that's just human nature 101. And the bottom line is that the reason that you won't is because you don't have the dogged determination to do it. You know, you're going to get weak, or you're going to go fall back into your old habits. You're going to have to create new habits, whether they're financial or otherwise. You're going to have to create new habits in order to affect the change. So we talked about accountability and having some accountability partners. We talked about, instead of looking at things and goal setting or whatever you want to call it, New Year's resolutions on an annual basis, that we're going to do it on a monthly basis, and we're going to take a definitive period of time on the first of every month to reevaluate black and white in paper, this is what happened. And during the month, we're going to have accountability. We're going to log our food. We're going to log our exercise. We're going to log our spending. We're going to, you know, we're going to log the number of times we, you know, had a conversation because we're trying to repair a relationship. You know, we're going to, you're based on a relationship. Maybe, it's, you know, you want to read some books, or maybe you want to listen to some tapes, you know, on relationships. Maybe you want to get some counseling, you know, maybe you want to get a business coach. Maybe you want to get a marriage counselor, you know, whatever that action is, you're going to take it and say, okay, this is what I said on the first of the month. This is what I did during the month. and this is the corrective action I'm going to take this month, or I'm going to continue to do this month. And you're also going to take that session with yourself, and it can be with an accountability partner, but you're going to take that and you're going to evaluate it. And then upon the evaluation, you're going to come up with a new plan. And during that session is when you're going to change your percentages, okay? As you start to move towards a goal, you can lean a little bit more into something else. I'm going to highly encourage you to pick one. You know, for me personally, I'm using weight loss, but for me personally, it's the category of health, you know, and that's not only weight loss for me, but adding muscle mass and, you know, working on my knees and, you know, I've decided I'm going to have double knee replacement surgery at some time, probably in the fall. So I need to work on my strength between now and then. I need to work on losing weight between now and then. You know, I need to prepare for that surgery so that I can, you know, come through the surgery as successfully as possible. So, you know, that's going to be 90% of what I'm focused on. There's some other things I want to focus on, you know, but they're going to be minor. And at the end of the year, I'm going to look up and I'm going to say, hey, you're X number of pounds less. Your mobility is great. You can walk long distances now. You can, you know, you can do this that you couldn't do before. You can do that that you didn't do before. And so hopefully the same thing will happen for you, you know. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to get on tonight's call and I wanted to just give you a new methodology more than anything, and encourage you to go and do whatever it is you deem the most important thing that you need in the way of a change in your life. Now, what brought us together on this call is Ambit Energy, you know, and Ambit Energy is an incredible opportunity. You know, I looked the other day and Ambit Energy has, you know, just paid me millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. It's changed my life, not only for financially, but for the relationships and what has come out of it and just knowledge and experiences and so on and so forth. So, you know, hopefully Ambit Energy is working for you in your life and what you're doing right now. What I would suggest is Ambit Energy is a simple business. It's not an easy business. It's a simple business. And the simplicity of the business is that Ambit pays you to do two things. Gather customers, they'll pay a nickel a month per customer. So if you get your 20 customers, which maximizes you for the marketing plan, that they're going to pay $1 a month. No one got in this business for $1 a month. The second thing they'll do is they'll pay you to bring somebody into your organization and help them gather customers. And they'll pay you a lot more money for that activity than they will for going and getting a customer. Now, getting customers is important, and we all know no one gets paid in Ambit Energy without the acquisition of customers. But bringing on new team members, bringing the team, helping them gather customers, and then helping them bring on new team members and helping them gather customers, and duplicating that skill set is what the business is all about. It's about building a massive sales and marketing organization with everybody gathering a few customers. So when it comes to your Ambit Energy business, you know, and how it fits into what we've talked about tonight, that's the focus. You know, how many times have you shown the plan? If you want more people in your business, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And then from there, bottom line is you start to get teammates, and don't give up on a teammate until they've gathered their customers. It's just that simple. Now, I'll tell you that if I look in my organization, I haven't looked in a while at this particular number, but I would say that 20-25% of the people that have come into my Ambit Energy business over the years, which have been hundreds of thousands of people, never gathered one customer. See, it's not my responsibility to get them customers. It's not my responsibility for their success. And I'm not going to take credit for their success, and I'm not going to feel bad about their failure. So if somebody comes in, I offer my help. They don't want the help. They don't gather the customers. It's next. I'm not in the motivation business, okay? So it's okay that you bring people into the business that don't gather customers. You're looking for the people that have the same desire and fortitude that you do and see in it what you see in it, are willing to go do whatever they've got to do to go gather those handful of customers and promote the marketing plan. So as you go through this monthly iteration, you know, think about your ambient energy business. Now, maybe, you know, maybe health is more important to you this year than finances. And so ambient energy is a little lower down. Maybe finances is your number one thing. Well, ambient energy ought to be right at the top of the list. So I'm not saying to change anything, but when it comes to ambient energy, the focus needs to be on show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, and build a sales and marketing organization, everybody gathering a handful of customers, but not feeling responsible for those who do not. So I hope this was helpful. I'm going to be on the call again next week, so you'll be getting an email, and I'm going to do some follow-up to this. I'll do a recap of this, and I'm going to drill down a little bit more on this methodology of monthly goal setting and monthly accountability, and put a little bit more meat on it. But I want everybody on this call to begin to work and have that first meeting with yourself. And, you know, you can set today's date, or you can, you know, do it on the first of the month, whatever. I like the first of the month because you don't forget it. So, you know, go ahead and consider today the first of the month and work hard between now and February 1st. Get those things oriented in your life, and then reevaluate February 1st. So with that, I appreciate everybody being on the call. Tune in next week, and I will be back on the call next week to put a little bit more meat on the bones. I appreciate David for you hosting the call again, and if you would, open it up and let everybody say good night.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brian. Have a great night, and God bless you guys. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines right now so we can say good night to each other, and also good night to National Consultant, Mr. Brian McClure. So thank you all so much for your time and for your energy.